Hey.
Blog Talk Radio. Hey.
Hello. Hello. Praise God, everybody. I don't know if you're able to hear me or not. We've had a storm here in Ohio, and we are at a friend's house trying to get set up here, and we just want to welcome you all. This is Macedonia Call around the globe, and we just want to praise the Lord and thank Him for this day that He has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it, and if you have any prayer requests, definitely turn those in. Praise God. Right now, we need to go to prayer because things right now working against us. And we're going to bind old Satan and get on here real soon. If any of the callers can hear me, just hang in there. And we're kind of out in the country, not good connection right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask, dear God, that you help us here, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, you see all the prayer requests being turned in on Facebook. God, see all of them, Lord Jesus, that I need a touch from you, that needs the healing in their body. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you reach down and touch each and every one of them, Lord. Meet every single need, dear God.
Touch them,
in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God, in Jesus' name. At this time, we're going to ask my husband to come in and obey God, and I'm sure connected here, but in case we are, we're going to go ahead and just obey the Lord. Hallelujah.
It's good to be here with you tonight. We're glad to be on the Lord's side. We're on the winning side tonight. If you're just with us, because we're going somewhere someday, and the Lord's coming. We don't know when He's coming, but we want to be busy when the Lord comes. We want to be working for Him. We want to be preaching the gospel. Witnessing to somebody on the street or doing what we can, visiting the sick and that kind of thing. If you're not called to preach the gospel, you're called to do something. Maybe you're a Sunday school teacher or something like that, or just whatever it is. You know, God will reward each one that's faithful in whatever they're called to do. And we're here. This is the Macedonian call around the globe. And we've had some trouble with storms and things. We're not exactly sure we're on the air right now, but we're trying to obey God. And if anybody can hear us out there, well, we're glad you're listening in. And we know this broadcast goes to foreign countries and people around the globe. So we're talking tonight about tearing down strongholds. And the Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I'll tell you, the devil has tried to build strongholds in the lives of individuals, and he's a working against you and I. He's a working against the creation of God, every man, woman, and boy, and child. You know, seems like it's some kind of an attack is upon the human race, and I'll tell you, there's a remedy tonight. I'll tell you, there is a remedy. And I'll tell you, Jesus Christ is that remedy tonight. He's the way, the truth, the life. And I'll tell you, there's victory in Jesus. He still saves, delivers, and heals. And we need to go tell the world that salvation is real. that he is the answer to the problems of mankind, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And I don't know if anybody's calling in tonight. I know we're on here for two hours. Of course, we lost some time at the beginning of the broadcast, and I was going to get my daughter to come to read a portion of scripture, and she'll be right here in a minute. Praise God. We're just kind of laying a foundation that, you know, that we want you to know tonight that Jesus is the answer. I'll tell you, there's no problem too big for him. I read in the Bible where he came, and I read where he healed the sick, and he gave his disciples power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to do all manner of miracles and things. And he never fails. Jesus never fails. Faith in Christ will work. I'll tell you, the Bible will stand when the world's on fire. We can depend upon the Word of God. And at this time, I'm going to have my daughter here. She's going to read a few scriptures. Go ahead.
The whole armor of God. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
principalities,
against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Amen. Praise God. That's a good job there. Praise God. I'm glad you read that. I tell you, the Bible tells us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil has strategies and things to work against us, and he's always got a plan where he's trying to stop you and I. He wants to stop us from preaching the gospel. He wants to distort the gospel. He wants to come up with false doctrines, and we know from reading the Bible that there's many false doctrines in the land, and there's many deceivers, the Bible said, have entered into the world. And the thing about it is, we know that Jesus Christ is the answer. We know that he's the way, the truth, the life. We know that in him is life, and without him, there is no life. And you know that it goes out to try to deceive people today, and he sent forth false apostles and prophets, and Jesus said, many shall come in my name and shall deceive many. And many prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And the Bible says that in the last days there'd be a departing from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils and speaking lies and hypocrisy. We're living in that day. Praise God. The Bible tells us that the foundations be destroyed. What can the righteous do? I'll tell you, we need the right foundation. I'll tell you, we need to hold on. Like Jeremiah said, to the old path we're in is the good way. And when we find it, walk therein. But they said in Jeremiah's day, we won't walk therein. And I'm afraid today there's many that will not walk in the old path, the old sign. I'm on the King's Highway tonight. And, you know, I was thinking, in Moses' day, he wanted to pass through on the King's Highway. But I tell you, he had opposition, and we're going to have opposition, you know, on our road to to that heavenly kingdom, praise God, because one of these days the journey will be over, but we're going to a better place. And Abraham was a pilgrim and a stranger, and he was seeking for a city whose builder and maker is God. The Bible says, which hath foundations. But he sought for that city, and he never found it on this earth, but he found it when he passed into the next life. He entered into that city. Praise God. I believe he's up there today, and all the old saints of God. The Bible said when Christ went into the heart of the earth, and he led captivity captive, gave gifts unto men, and he brought them out of that holding place, because nobody could enter into heaven until Christ came and died on the cross and paid for the sins of the world. Praise God. In Matthew 27, many of the bodies of the saints arose, the Bible said, and they came out of the thieves and appeared unto many in the holy city. Praise God. Then after that, I believe they went to that heavenly city. Praise God. We're talking about here pulling down a stronghold. See, the devil don't want you or me to make it to that beautiful city called heaven. He wants to stop us somewhere along the road, you know. I thank God for the man that's the good shepherd. Praise God. The good shepherd that cares for his sheep. I was thinking about the man on that Jericho road. You know, he fell among thieves. And a lot of people today seem like they've had their problems with false apostles and prophets. And they've come up against false teachers and things. But, you know, we can get past all of that if we stay in our Bible. If we read the Word of God. And I'm talking about pulling down strongholds. You know, the Bible's written for this purpose, to pull down strongholds, because the devil's trying to make you and I track. He wants to sidetrack us from our objective. See, our objective is win as many as we possibly can, and to spread the gospel as far around the world as we possibly can. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We can't just go to our four no more. We can't just go to our family members and forget about everybody else. We've got to look on the fields that are white to harvest and pray that the Lord of harvest sent forth laborers into the harvest fields. But, you know, that's what the devil's trying to stop tonight. He's trying to stop you and I from working in that great harvest of God. You know, I read in the Bible where he hired some people to work, and he hired some early on, and then he hired some more, and they went to work in the vineyard, and then he hired some at the 11th hour, and they began to work. And I tell you, we're going to get paid for what we do for God. We're going to get a reward. There's rewards laid up in heaven for you and I. And if you don't have a lot of work, well, you're not based on your works, but you're based on faith in Christ. But, you know, there will be rewards. But to make heaven your home, you've got to repent somewhere along the line. You've got to find a place, find an altar somewhere. And you're going to have to ask the Lord to forgive me of my sins, to wash me and make me clean. And you're going to have to admit that you're a sinner. The Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There was none righteous, no, not one. Until Christ came and paid the debt at Calvary, they weren't clean. Their sins were not washed away until he died on that cross. For the Bible tells us that the blood of bulls and of goats could never take away sin. They were credited righteous if they lived in the Old Testament. They were credited righteous if they done what God told them to do. But if Christ had never come to that cross and died, they would have died in their sins, because they, you know, they was given grace, praise God. But Christ was the one that paid it all. He paid it in full. Praise God. I'm going to turn it over to Sister Joanna, and I may say some more later.
Praise the Lord. We've got some prayer requests coming in here on Facebook. Mary Sinners, she says, pray for those in Oklahoma having tornadoes. Oklahoma City had two on the ground a few minutes ago, and that's been about an hour ago. Brother Philip Sinners, he says there are bad tornado storms in Oklahoma. A whole bunch of requests for Oklahoma. Brother Carl Nichols says, yes, sister, my cousin in Winchester, Kentucky, she's in the hospital with lungs full of fluid. Elmer's stenum, not in good shape, but nothing God can't take care of. Thanks. Becky Fritz says, remember her unsaved children and remember Oklahoma with the storms. Karen Wilson says that she's sick. She needs prayer. Mike Millett said, pray for his wife. Arlene Harrison, she said, pray for the folks in Oklahoma, the families of the firefighters who died in Houston. Today her sister is having health problems, and her daughter needs to find her path. And the son who needs a job back in Ohio, he lives in Connecticut and wants to come home and go back as firefighting like he used to. Teresa Harris says the pain leaves her body. She needs the pain to leave her body and what's causing the pain. And also pray for her son, David, to come home. Bonnie Burke says, my family to be saved. Also, Beverly Abner, she says, please pray for a girl who is fighting against someone else, who is a very good Christian woman. In their workplace, the battle is against Jesus Christ. So remember that. Lori Ruth, she's asking, she knows someone who shot himself. He needs our prayers. He's not saved. And also, Brother Mike Millett says again, pray for his wife. So let's remember all those, and as they come in toward the end of the broadcast, we'll definitely pray about this. It doesn't matter if we know them or not. God knows exactly who they are. And at this time, I'm going to come to you with a song from Brother Jeremiah Yoakum. It's just a few minutes here. I don't know. It's a little slow. The internet is going slow, so we have some. Well, praise God. It may come on by itself, but at this time we're going to have Clinton to obey God again.
All right. Praise God. All right, I was reading to you there in Ephesians chapter 6, and I got down here to verse 11, looks like it's the end of verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Praise God. See, the devil likes to try to get in high places. He tries to get, you know, his name and lights. You know, he wants to be the head of the church, and he wants to be a big wheel in the church, and he wants to get his programs going. But I tell you, we better be wise about the wiles of the devil. We better stand against it. The Bible said there in verse 11, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I'm telling you tonight that the devil's very bold. And he'll try to come into your church and his programs, and he'll turn your church down for his sin. Not able to tell the church of God he has his way. What he'll do is try to just get a social going on.
Praise the Lord.
guess we're back on again. The storm has really been acting up this evening. People from Missouri, they've had trouble with their Wi-Fi. People, storms all over the nation. And just pray, everybody, if you can hear me out there by internet or even by telephone, just we need for each other in prayer. So I believe we're on right now. They're telling us thumbs up that we are on. And so we're going to continue in with the broadcast. I can't even see the phone number to have you all call in. So just remember to pray. And we're going to have my husband, Clint, go ahead and obey God and just continue where he left off there.
Okay. I got cut off somewhere here. And we're preaching on the whole armor of God, and we're preaching on the tearing down of strongholds, and how that we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And it lets us know here that we're in a warfare. And, you know, I was thinking the devil has come down. You know, there in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, the Bible said there was war in heaven, and Michael fought his angels. And the devil was cast out, that old serpent called the devil. He was cast out into the earth, and he persecuted the woman that brought forth the man-child. And he persecuted her, and he persecuted the child as soon as it was born. He wanted to destroy that man-child. And we see that there is a battle going on, and there is a casting down of Satan. We believe, you know, he was in the garden and he was cast out of heaven, and he came in the garden and deceived Eve, and he painted a pretty picture to Eve, and she partake and fell a snare to the devil's trap and sin, and so sin passed upon the whole world, and it left man in a bad predicament because they couldn't get back into the garden of God, that beautiful place that God had built for them. They had everything they needed. They didn't have any wants, and there was nothing they had to do as far as keeping different commandments and things, except one thing, and that was do not eat of that tree in the midst of the garden. But they crossed over the line, and they ate of that tree, and the devil got a stronghold on mankind. Thinking about the man that was on the Jericho Road, and the Bible said he fell among thieves, and they robbed him and wounded him and left him for dead. And I'll tell you, that's what the devil done to the human race. He robbed them in the garden when they sinned against God. They lost the blessing, and they came under the curse, and the ground was cursed because of man, and they had to be driven out of that beautiful garden. And man's trying to get back to the place where they once were. And there's only one way to return, and that's through Christ Jesus. There's only one way to get back into that beautiful Garden of Eden, praise God. And one day, if we live right and we do the things that God's commanded us to do, we keep his commandments. He said his commandments were not grievous, praise God. And he said we should delight ourselves in the law of the Lord, and we should meditate in it both day and night. And if we keep our mind on God, the Bible said he'll keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. You know, the devil's got a stronghold sometimes in people's minds, and he's talking to them, and he's telling them things that's not right. But we have to discern between good and evil the day that we're living in. We have to take the Bible. We have to read the Word of God, and we can discern between both good and evil. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. I tell you, it's like the television. You know, the old television sets used to have a channel, and you could walk up there, and you could turn that channel, and you could get on there what you wanted to get on there. And I tell you tonight that you need to turn Jesus on. You need to turn on the Word of God. You need to get that into your house and into your home. And you need to turn off some of those things that the devil's got control of. You know, the devil's pretty much got control of a lot of the programs that's on the TV sets today, and he's got control on a lot of the game shows and things that's coming on. And we need to turn God on and turn the devil off, and that's one way to tear down the strongholds of the devil. If we listen to God more than we listen to the devil, and we can discern between good and evil, you know, and we can tell what's right and what's wrong. We know we're living in a day when the devil's got into high places. We know that the government, I don't want to say too much about the governments of this world, but I'm telling you, I don't know where you live out there tonight, and I don't know what kind of government you're under, but the Bible said that we should pray for them in authority, and we need to pray for our leaders. And if they're not saved, we need to try to get them saved. We need to pray for our enemies and them to despitefully use us and persecute us and say all manner of evil against us. And, you know, Jesus said when he died on the cross, he said, Lord, they know not what they do. There's many people out there persecuting Christians tonight, but they know not what they do. We need to pray that God would stir our Christian community, the saints of God, that they'll preach the gospel of salvation. And here it says that this is the gospel of peace. Praise God. Praise God. Let me see if I can find it here. Wherefore, taking unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand an evil day, and having done all to stand. See, there is an evil day coming, praise God, that, you know, in the last days, he said he'd raise up a standard because the wickedness of man is going to be like it was in the days of Noah. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. So it's not going to get any better, my friend. It's going to get worse because it's going to be as it was in the days of Lot, you know. And you know the condition that it was in Lot's day. And the Bible said that Lot was a righteous man. Praise God. And he sat in the gate of that city. Praise God. And two angels came to him. And he took him into his house. Praise God. And praise the Lord. And I tell you, Abraham was off somewhere praying. I'll tell you, the Lord had come to Abraham's house. And the Lord said, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because the report that has come up before me, and we're going down there, they said, and destroy that city. And Abraham said, would you destroy it? And you know the story as I told in the Bible, how he started, I think, with 50. He said, if there's 50 righteous, will you spare it? But the thing I'm telling you tonight is, a prayer will change things, praise God. It's one of the weapons of our warfare. And the Bible said the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. We've got to get a hold on God. And we got to stay with God. Like I was telling you, turn that TV off and find you a place to pray. Praise God. There's no time wasted calling on Jesus. That's one of the weapons of our warfare, that there is mighty through God. And I was thinking of Elijah, that if it not rain, the Bible said it rained not for the space of 3 years and 6 months, and he prayed again, and heavens brought forth rain, and the earth brought forth its increase. Praise God. And the Bible tells us that we're to call for the elders of the church. If we need prayer, if there's any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him the soul in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, plural, that's sins, plural. If he's been out and he's done some things that ain't right, and I'll tell you, the Bible said that he can be forgiven. Praise God. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. And if they have committed sins, they shall be forgiven them. Then the Bible tells us right after that, confess your thoughts one to another, pray one for another, that you may be healed. Praise God. So I tell you, sometimes it's good just to have a good old confession, you know. Say, you know, if I've done you wrong, I need to say I'm sorry. Praise God, you know. If I talked about you or something, I need to say forgive me, praise God. And you know, we can get healing if we'll do right. We'll walk, talk right, and we'll treat our neighbor right, praise God. But this is the gospel of peace. And verse 15 here, it says here, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Praise God. Blessed are the peacemakers, the Bible said. You know, we're supposed to be peacemakers. We are not in this world as a Christian to fight and war against one another. Praise God. We're not supposed to bite and devour one another, but we're supposed to lift one another up and pray one for another that you might be healed. And praise God, the effectual fervent prayer doesn't develop much. And I'll tell you, if we're Christians out living right, and we diligently seek the Lord, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And he's not a man that he should lie, but his word will stand good, praise God. And he said we could speak to the mountain, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto us. But you know, we've got to believe when we pray. We can't just pray and not believe, but we must believe. We must do more than pray. We must also believe. The Bible said when you pray, or when you stand fast, or stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. Praise God. So it makes a difference how we're living tonight. Let me see if I can find you another scripture here. It says, wherefore, taking to you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. And praise God. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Praise God. You know, Jesus tonight is all our righteousness. You know, I can try to live good and live right. I don't say tied in with Jesus. God, if I don't stay close to God and live in the light, are we all? Praise God, I thought we went off there for a minute. But telling you tonight, we need to stay close to the Lord. The Bible tells us one place, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh thereof. See, we can run after the flesh, or we can run after the Spirit. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter, I believe it's chapter 8, says there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Praise God. See, there's a law of sin and death. There's a law that if we walk after the flesh, but if we walk after the Spirit, the Bible says you shall live. Are we all right? Oh, we're on. Okay. Praise the Lord.
God.
It's hard to preach with the thing of going off and on, praise God. But I don't know about you, but I want to live, don't you? I want to live right and make it in, praise God. I was preaching out of
We was having a call.
I believe it's Romans chapter 8, where the Bible said there's a law of sin and death, but there's a law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. If any man be in Christ, the Bible said he's a new creature, and we must stay in Christ if we want to have victory. We can't be walking in sin and have victory. But if we stay in Christ, we have victory, praise God. He is all our righteousness. I stand complete in him. He's the head of all principality and power. And every name that's going in this world is the first to come. Christ is the answer, praise God. God has made it available. Does all fulfill. Whatever you need tonight, you can find it in Christ. But you can't find it outside of Christ. You can look for it out there in the world, but you'll never find it. You'll never find peace and joy and love and gentleness and meekness and temperance and all these things that belong to the Spirit of God. Praise God. So if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. We must be born again, the Bible says. You know, we can try to get answers to prayer, but we can't get them if we're not born again. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new, and all things are of God. I'll tell you tonight, for by grace we're saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. And I think somebody's called in tonight, and praise God. I don't know who you are, but come in there tonight and tell us who you are. If you've got some word to preach, go ahead. Praise God. I may come back in later.
Praise the Lord tonight. I don't know what time y'all got started tonight, but I just got called in. And this is Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee. And I'd like to say that it's good to be on tonight, and it's good to be able to stand and or to stand and preach the Word of God. Over here in the 1 Peter chapter 5, it says, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble." Brother, I want you to know tonight, there's a lot of people you can talk to them about being humble, and they'll say, "Well, pray that God will make me humble." But the Bible said that tribulation worketh patience, and patience. But brother, I want you to know what tonight, when we begin to have tribulation, it causes us to be humble. But if we'll humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that brother in verse 6 said, "Humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." Brother, but if we'll just be humble and God, and not be proud tonight, God will give us grace, and he will give us what we need to live. And as brother Green was talking, brother, he'll help us to be led by the Spirit of God. The Bible says in Romans 8:14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." And brother, when we begin to humble ourselves down, I believe it was David that wrote in the book of Psalms and said, "I humble my soul with fasting." And brother, when we begin to get humble, brother, God will begin to pour his grace out upon us, brother, and we'll begin to have humility. And brother, we'll begin to be clothed with that humility, and God won't resist us. But I want you to know tonight that God will hear us. The Bible said that for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Brother, I want you to know tonight, he said, "To ask and you shall receive, to seek and you shall find, and to knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. For to him that asketh he receiveth, and to him that seeketh he findeth, and to him that knocketh, to him the door shall be opened." That God has promised to answer our prayers, but I'll tell you tonight, when we go on forward and we begin to submit ourselves unto God and resist the devil, he'll flee from us, the Bible said. And brother, I want you to know, but we got to first resist the devil. Brother, I want you to know, when the enemy come in like a flood, according to Isaiah 59:19, when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Brother, I want you to know the Spirit of God is waiting, brother, to fight for the battles in our life. Brother, he's right there waiting to fight for us. Brother, help us to stand against the wiles of the devil. Brother, the Bible says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Brother, I want you to know tonight that the Spirit of God, brother, when he begins to work in us, brother, and work in our lives, and we begin to submit ourselves to him, he'll lead us right into the way that we need to go, brother, and he'll help us. Brother, the Bible said in the book of Romans, brother, that the Spirit of God, when we don't know how to pray, that he prays to us according to the will of God. I'm telling you tonight, I want God to work in my life. He said, "For God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble." Brother, God is waiting for his people to humble himself down and to call on his his name. He said, whoever would call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God is awaiting for us. Brother, and I'll tell you something else. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace that you might obtain grace and find mercy in time of need. Brother, God is awaiting on us. Brother, because he wants to fight our battles. I remember in the book of 2 Chronicles, I believe it's in the 20th chapter, he talks about King Jehoshaphat. Brother, where three nations was coming down against him, and Jehoshaphat was a righteous king. Brother, he was righteous, and he lived righteous. Brother, he sought God. He wanted God's will to be done. Brother, and there was three nations come against him. Brother, and the first thing he done was proclaim a fast. Listen to me today. We're talking about turn down strongholds. Bless God, I want you to know tonight. When you begin to push the plate back, you begin to fast and seek the face of God. Brother, you're humbling yourself down. Brother, and whenever you humble down, God will hear from us, and he'll hear us, and he'll answer us. And brother, I want you to know, they went out to the house of God. Brother, and the Bible said that the Spirit of the Lord came upon a certain individual. Brother, and he began to prophesy to him and told him that he would have no need to fight in that battle because the battle was not his, but it was the Lord. Brother, and it's the same with us tonight. These things that come against us, brother, when the enemy come in like a flood, it don't matter what it is. Brother, it might seem small. And the smallest thing might seem like the biggest thing in the world to us when we're going through it. But I'm telling you tonight, but there's no big things and no little things in the Lord tonight. Brother, I want you to know something tonight that God, brother, he'll hear. He'll answer. He'll begin to move in your situation. Brother, if you'll begin to humble yourself down and begin to call on him. I'll tell you tonight that, King Jehoshaphat, they was these three nations. They thought they were going to come down and overrun the nation of Israel. But God had another thing in store. God had another plan for them. Brother, I want you to know tonight. Brother, he told them to set yourself. Brother, and when they went down there, the first people he put out there was the singers and told him where they was going to come up against him at. And brother, I want you to know tonight that he stood there and the Spirit of the Lord began to move. Bless God. And when he began to move, these nations began to turn on each other. Brother, and they began to kill each other. Brother, and Israel didn't have to fight. They didn't have to lift their finger up. They sang praises to God. Listen to me tonight. If we get so proud, brother, that we can't praise the Lord, brother, we're in trouble already. But I'll tell you tonight that God is looking for somebody that will humble himself down, brother, and begin to seek God, begin to seek his will in their life. Brother, when they begin to do that, God will show himself strong on the people that begin to do that. And God wants to move for you tonight in your situation. God wants to move for you, brother, and meet your need tonight. You might say, yeah, but the economy. Let me tell you something. Brother, God has always moved for his people. It don't matter what the economy is. I remember that the Lord told Elijah to go down, brother, to the Zarephath. He said, I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. Brother, Elijah went down there, and when he got down there, brother, when he got down there, he saw this woman picking up sticks. He He asked her what she's doing, and she told him, she said, I'm picking these sticks up. I've got a little bit of meal left. I've got a little oil left, and I'm going to cook some cakes for me and my son, and we're going to eat them. We're going to die. And she started on. But Elijah told her, said, fix me a little cake first. Brother, and she went on in, and she brought him a little cake first. And then Elijah told her, thus saith the Lord. He said, the meal barrel, he said, it'll stay. He said, it won't waste away, and the oil won't waste away. And brother, she eat on that meal, brother, for the rest of the time of the drought. Brother, I want you to know that God saved her life because she listened to the man of God. Brother, but getting back to Jehoshaphat there, when God turned, brother, and these nations upon each other, and they began to kill each other, brother, and they wiped each other out until there wasn't any of them left alive, and Israel began, brother, to take the spoil in, and they got so much spoil that they couldn't carry it all. Oh, listen to me tonight. Honey, God is not a God that forgives. He's not the son of man that he should lie. Oh, but he is God. And the Bible said it's impossible for God to lie. And brother, I want you to know tonight that God, he'll meet your need tonight. Oh, he said, humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. You might say, brother, when is my due time? God knows when your due time is. But the Bible said, he that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. He that soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. Oh, listen to me tonight. Brother, whenever your time of harvest comes, brother, when God begins to turn things around for you, brother, he'll do it. That the whole world will see. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, he resists the proud. He giveth grace to the humble, but he will exalt you in due time. Brother, he said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Brother, Jesus died for you. He died for me. He was beaten beyond recognition for you and for me. Brother, he took 39 stripes for your healing. Brother, and he was hung on a tree. Brethren, he hung there for about six and a half hours, and he uttered some sayings, but the last thing he said, oh, it is finished, Father, into thy hand, I commend my spirit, and the Bible said he gave up the ghost, oh, listen, but he didn't stay dead, brother, they come around, and they pierced his side, and then they took him down, and they laid him in a barred tomb, oh, I'm telling you tonight, they thought they'd done away with him, but you know what? God had another thing in mind for him. Brother, God, on the third appointed morning, brother, the Spirit of God went in there, brother, and got him up, brother, and he rose up victorious over death, hell, and the grave. He completed the plan of salvation for you and for me. Brother, he said, be sober. Brother, he didn't say to be drunk, but he said, be sober. And to be vigilant, brother. That's looking diligently. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. The devil's looking for somebody to take down. He's looking for somebody, brother, who's weak in the Lord, that he can separate them from the congregation, brother, and take them down. But he said, resist the devil. Brother, I want you to know. He said, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, brother, God has got a work for you to do. God has got a thing he wants to do in your life, but he needs you to say, yes, Lord, here am I. Oh, listen to me. You got to be willing, brother, to lay everything down that pertains to the world and take up Jesus Christ. Jesus said, you can't be my disciple unless you deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me daily. Brother, God is looking for somebody, brother, who will follow him through the hard time. as well as through the good times. Brother, and I'll say tonight that God will bless you. He'll hold you up. You might say, well, I would, but I'm afraid of what I might have to go through with. Brother, I want you to know I raised four kids. Brother, and I used to hitchhike the interstate between Tennessee and Indiana. I've hitchhiked it I don't know how many times, and God has never failed me, and God has never let me down. Oh, listen to me tonight. Honey, God has kept me. And brother, my family's never missed a meal. Brother, I want you to know that God, he's worthy tonight to be followed. He's worthy tonight to be obeyed and followed. Oh, listen, he'll lead you. He'll guide you and he'll direct you. Jesus said, he said, I'm going away. Oh, but he said, I'll not leave you comfortless. He said, I'll send you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Oh, listen to me. He said, brother, he said, I'm going away, but I'll come again and receive you unto myself. Brother, that where I am, there you may be also. Brother, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. Oh, listen to me tonight. God has got a place prepared for them that follows him, for them, brother, who will live for him. Brother, I want you to know tonight for them that'll carry that cross and go on. God has got a place, brother, in glory. There's a heaven to gain tonight. Brother, and Jesus had made that heaven. Brother, I want you to know tonight, somebody might say, where is that at? I don't know where it's at, but as far as a place in the universe or whatever, but I know where Jesus is at. That's where heaven is. But brother, he also created another place, created for the devil and his angels, and that was a place called hell. You might say, I don't believe in hell. Brother, it's as real as heaven is. But God didn't create it for man. God created man to serve him and to fellowship with him. Listen, he made hell for the devil and his angels. But the people that refuse, brother, to come to the Lord and to be born again, to come by the blood of Jesus Christ, brother, and be made righteous tonight. Brother, I want you to know, brother, there's only one thing that God can do for them, and that's send them away into everlasting darkness. Oh, listen to me tonight. He said, but the God of all grace, who hath called us into eternal glory by Christ Jesus, brother, we've been called into God's eternal glory, brother, and he wants us to be ready when he calls us out of here. The Bible said it's appointed once in the man to die, and after this the judgment. Brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, there's nearly 7 billion people, they say, on the face of the earth. Brother, and there's only two places that people's going to go to when they lay their life down. And there's some people that says, I don't believe that there's anything to this life after death. Oh, but let me tell you tonight, brother, why take a chance on it when all you got to do is call on the Lord? Brother, and this 7 billion people, brothers, when they lay their lives down and their soul separates from their body, the Bible said it's appointed once the man to die, and after this the judgment. But listen to me tonight, folks. Brother, when your soul leaves your body, brother, it'll be too late to pray. Your soul will be going in the direction which you prepared it to go in. Brother, whether you call on the Lord unto eternal life, or whether you, brother, you refuse the call of God into eternal damnation, brother, it'll be too late to pray. But I want you to know tonight that God has made a way for you, brother, and when your soul leaves your body, brother, you'll know that you're going into the presence of God if you're saved by the grace of God. God wants to move for you tonight, and God wants to meet your need tonight, because he is the Lord. Brother, he's done all things for you. He's done everything that he can do. But now, brother or sister, it's up to you. What are you going to do with the call of God on your life? Brother, when God's speaking to you, brother, they may be people there that's listening to me tonight. Brother, that needs to call on the Lord. You see, by every religion in the world, they push righteousness by works. But, brother, we're not made righteous by works. We're made righteous because we believe on the only begotten Son of God. There's some religions that believe that Jesus, they'll tell you that he's not the Son of God. But, brother, I want you to know tonight that the Word of God declares to us that Jesus is the Son of God. Brother, the Bible says, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits to see whether they be of God. He that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. He that confesseth not that Jesus is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. Brother, I want you to know the day of sacrifice and sacrifices to get to God. It's over with. Brother, and the only sacrifice there is has done been offered 2,000 years ago on Calvary. God received that sacrifice. He received it, and all we have to do is, you see, God spoke to Abraham and told him that the earth would be blessed because of him. And the Bible said that Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And brother, when we believe God tonight, when we believe that Jesus died for us and raised again on the third and appointed morning, brethren, we call on his name. The Bible said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Brother, that's what it takes tonight, to believe God and be made righteous in the eyes of God. Honey, the day of blood sacrifice of animals and other things, brother, is over with. It's no more, but it's by the blood of the Lamb that was sacrificed 2,000 years ago, brother, that we've got, that we're made righteous, that we're made, that we're justified, that we can appear before God. And we can appear not because of our good works, but because of what Jesus did. Oh, I tell you tonight, folks, he said here, by Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, he make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Brother, Jesus has all dominion tonight. He said, brother, that he had all power on heaven and in heaven and on earth, because it was given to him. Brother, he said in one place, he said, I have power to lay my life down. He said, but I have the power to raise it back up again. And that's what he did. Oh, listen to me, folks, tonight. Brother, I want to encourage you to call on the name of the Lord. Brother, I want to encourage you to try Jesus tonight. Brother, and see if he won't answer you. Brother, see if he won't come and show himself to you. Oh, listen to me. The Bible said, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. Oh, I'll tell you what he said. I'll give you water that you'll never thirst again. And brother, he'll do just that. He'll give you satisfaction in your soul. He'll make you happy. He'll make you peaceful. And as Brother Green went through the fruit of the Spirit there, he'll give these things to you. And they'll be there because of the Spirit of Christ that lives in your heart. Oh, the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, and gentleness, the goodness, and the meekness, and the temperance. He'll give all these things to you if you'll just call on the Lord and ask God to save you. Oh, I'm so glad to be on this broadcast tonight. And I want to say, God be with you and God bless you. Brother Green, go ahead.
Praise God, Brother Eddie. That was good preaching. We've had to call back in probably two or three times since Brother Eddie was preaching. If we lose connection again, it looks like Brother John and Brother Eddie and Brother Yearwood here, you all, there's 32 minutes left on the broadcast. You all go ahead right with it if I can't get back on. It looks like Brother John, you're next, 770. If that's you, come in, tell us who, you know, where you're located and where your church is at, and go ahead and obey God, Brother John.
Well, I appreciate it, Sister Green, Brother Sister Green, to be on the broadcast tonight. And, yes, it is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia. The church is located 70 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia tonight. And we just appreciate the opportunity to come. And we're talking about pulling down the strongholds tonight. And my message tonight is out of 1 Samuel chapter 17. And my title is, There's Just Something About That Name. And here in tonight's message, amen, and speaking about David, amen, and hallelujah, and they were there, the children of Israel and the army of the Philistines had gathered together in Azekah, in Ephraim's Domain, and the children of Israel, Saul and the men of Israel had gathered together in the Valley of Elah. You know, tonight the Bible says, that's in 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 2, and the Bible says that they set the battle array against the Philistines. You know, tonight we talk about, amen, that the scripture teaches in Psalm 23:4, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And even though the children of Israel were in a valley, amen, it's the time of restoration, amen, a time of completion. And as they come, amen, against the Philistines in the battle, amen, in the Valley of Elah, they were on one mountain on the one side and a mountain on the other side. And we need to know, amen, that it says in verse 4 that the champion went out to the camp of the Philistines, Goliath. He was a giant, the Bible declares, amen. He was 6 cubits in a span, amen, and his height was 6 cubits in a span. But you need to know tonight that the Bible declares, hallelujah, in Romans chapter 8, hallelujah, Romans chapter 8, starting with verse 35, it begins to declare, let me turn over there to that, hallelujah, that today we are more than conquerors, amen. Let me get over there to it. Apologize. It says, verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. These are what they had come out, amen, against the children of Israel. And they were killed all the day long as the champion come out to time after time after time. We were counted as sheep with a slaughter, nay, and all these things. In all our tribulations and all our persecutions and all our distress and famine and nakedness and peril and sword, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor breadth nor any other creatures shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You need to know tonight that even though a giant had come, his height would not separate you from the love of God. You need to know that no matter distress or sword or peril or nakedness or whatever you're going through, there's nothing that can separate you, that the love of God is there in that valley. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that he wore a helmet of brass and a coat of mail. Hallelujah. But you need to know something tonight. The Bible says, hallelujah, in Isaiah 45, he was talking about his anointed. Hallelujah, Isaiah 45, verse 1 says, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, do Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. In other words, the gates, amen, to these kings, and the gates of these kingdoms were open. He said, I set before thee an open door. He brought down and opened the door to the strongholds, to the strongholds that we could go in, that the anointing could go in. He said, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. It didn't matter that Goliath had a helmet of brass. God will open up and break those things of brass and iron tonight. He said, I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou wilt know that all the world will call thee by thy name in the God of Israel. The God of Israel, amen, calls him to overcome. Here was this giant, amen. Here was this champion with this armor, amen. But you need to know tonight that God, hallelujah, hallelujah, will break these gates of brass, break these things, amen. The anointed will go before him, and he'll sit before an open door because he is the Lord God. You need to know tonight that the Bible says that he had pieces of brass that a target, amen, between his shoulders. And verse 7 talked about his spear as a weaver's beam. But you need to know tonight, Isaiah 54, verse 17 says, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This heritage is of me, and the righteousness is of me, and this is the heritage of the Lord. You need to know tonight. Amen. And he talked about, he told him to pick out a man and set it in the way, and that he will fight. There in verse 9, he said, If I prevail against him and kill him, then ye shall be our servants. You have to understand tonight, the Bible says in Matthew 16, verse 17 through 19, hallelujah, he declared that Jesus was the Lord. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom, and whatsoever thou bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Peter was given the key. We were given the rock tonight. We were given that, even that the gates of hell shall not prevail. Here was Goliath. Here was the giant. And he said, if I prevail, but you know what? There's no way the enemy can prevail tonight, because the satanic stronghold, the giant strongholds tonight will come down, because nothing can prevail against the church of the living God. Nothing can prevail against that rock. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, hallelujah, that he began, amen, to begin there in verse 10 of 1 Samuel chapter 17. He said, and the Philistines said, I defy the armies of Israel. This day, give me a man that we may fight together. Hallelujah. He come and he called him the servants of Saul first. But in the beginning, he realized, he said, I defy the armies of the living God. You need to know tonight, the Bible says in Proverbs 16 and 18, pride cometh before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Goliath didn't know it, but he was snared by the words that he would speak. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2. Goliath was his own worst enemy. That there's death or life in the power of the tongue, and he was just getting ready for destruction. He was setting himself up for a fall. The bigger they are, the harder the fall. These were big strongholds, but the Bible says there in verse 13 that he began to send David in to see about, amen. David went from following Saul, amen, going back to feed the flock. Hallelujah. He said, if you love me, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. And David went back to the flock. David had a shepherd's heart tonight. Hallelujah. And he was told and instructed to bring provision into the camp. And the Bible said when he come into the camp there, hallelujah, on the morning that he rose up, amen, and he kept his sheep with the keeper, and he took the provision, the cheese, and these other things into the camp. And when David was there, amen, there again, David the Goliath, amen, there, verse 23, he said he came out, and he began to speak again. Hallelujah. The Bible says he'd done this, amen, in verse 16, for 40 days. Hallelujah. Tonight, church, you need to know something. There are many of you that have been held in satanic strongholds for many days. Many of you have been kept from the promises of God. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56, that all the promises of God, amen, shall come before, amen, and be performed. Tonight, you need to know there are some of you that have been held in satanic strongholds and kept from the promises of God, just like the spies that went into the camp. They were kept, amen, for 40 years. They died in the wilderness. Some of you have been kept from the promises of God. Some of you have been like the Goliath. You've come out and defied. But you need to know tonight, you turned into this program. Amen. Amen to hear. You turned into this program, just like Brother Green brought out earlier about the frustration purpose. But you need to know there are Goliaths listening to me tonight. There are Davids listening to me tonight. And you need to know tonight, if you're a Goliath and you're on the wrong side, just like the Bible says in Exodus 14, 14, the Lord shall fight your battles. Just like Brother Eddie brought out earlier, the battles is the Lord's. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, he asked him what should be done to this man. He began to tell him how that he would get all these benefits and all these gifts. But you need to know tonight, amen, even his older brother in verse 28, three of his older brothers were there, and they've been there for 40 days, but they could not move. The Bible says, amen, when the children of Israel went into the to spy out the land of promise, they said there were giants in the land. They said they were as like grasshoppers in her sight. Only Joshua and Caleb brought back a true report. that you need to know tonight, no matter how big they are, no matter how priority, et cetera, there's nothing that can separate you from the love of God, amen, tonight. But you need to know, amen, hallelujah, that the Bible says, hallelujah, that he asked him, he said, who have you kept your few sheep with in the wilderness? You need to know tonight, the Bible says in Matthew 25, verse 21, if you'll be faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many things. As he was faithful over those few sheep, God was getting ready to make him king over Israel. There are those of you underneath the sound of my voice. You are shepherds. You have been keeping flocks. And God's getting ready to bring you over just a few into a rulership. He's getting ready to bring down strongholds. In fact, he's getting ready to bring the Goliaths that will change from because of this broadcast tonight. There are many of you that there are Goliaths that have been working. There are those of you that have been working in witchcraft. There are those of you that have been working in voodoo. There are those of you that have been working in curious arts and dark arts and all these things. You need to know tonight these strongholds are being brought down, and you're going to be on the Lord's side after this broadcast tonight. You're going to give your heart and soul to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're going to declare that you are just like a Moses to them. You're going to be on the true and one and only true, the Lord Jesus Christ side, because there's something about that name. And the Bible says, amen, hallelujah. It says, when the words were heard, amen, and David said in verse 32, and David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with the Philistine. You need to know tonight, the Bible says in Luke chapter 21, verse 25 and 26, when the Lord will return again, he said that men's hearts shall fail them, in verse 26, for fear of things to kill. You need to know tonight that the number one cause of heart failure tonight is stress. Amen. You need to know tonight, David said, don't let their heart fear. Don't let their heart fear, because I will go and fight. Amen. And the Bible says, hallelujah, that as David went and said to Saul, he said, thy servant kept, amen, his father's sheep. He was a shepherd that kept the father's sheep. And there was a lion and a bear came out and took the lamb out of the flock. And David grabbed him by the beard and took that lamb out of the mouth of the lion and out of the mouth of the bear and slew him. You need to know tonight that even the giants in your life, the giant strongholds in your life will be brought down. Amen, because the God that delivered that lion, that lamb, amen, and David out of the bear, and out of the paw of the lion will deliver him out of the hand of this uncircumcised Philistine. And God and David said, Saul began to give him the armor, his armor, and he put it on, and he had this armor just like God. But you need to know something there. That Goliath, that armor had already been there for 40 days and had done nothing. But you need to know tonight, as Brother Green brought out, there's an armor of God. You could not see it, but there was a helmet of salvation, a breastplate of righteousness. He had his loins girt about with truth. He had his feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. He had a shield of faith. Amen. Amen. And he had a two-edged sword. The Bible says he came to the battle without a sword. And he went on. Amen. The Bible says, he said, I cannot, because he did not bring proof. The Bible says he took his staff. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, thy rod and thy staff, they come from me. Here he brought to the battle. Here he come to the battle. And all he had was the shepherd's staff. Not only did he have a shepherd's staff, but he took five smooth stones out of the brook. He had a shepherd's bag, a shepherd's staff. He had his scrip. He had his sling in his hand. And the Bible says when he drew near, amen, that's a Philistine. Here comes Goliath drawing near to David. The Bible says, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. And the Bible says, he comes, he says, hallelujah, thou art youth and ready and of fair count. He said, am I a dog? You cannot win these things. Hallelujah. And he said, and Goliath says, come to me, and I will give thy flesh to the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. And then David said, come. He said, I come to me with a spear, sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to you in the name of the Lord. There's something about that name tonight, church. And when he come to the battle, he come with a name. All he had was a staff. All he had was a sling. All he had was a stone. And all he had was a name. Church, tonight, that's all you need. He brought the shepherd there. He brought the heart of the shepherd. Amen. He said, I will deliver thee this day. The Bible says, amen, that all the assembly knew that the Lord saved not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you under our hands. The Bible says it came to pass. There in verse 49, and David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone, one stone, He had five stones, J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. There's something about that name. The Bible says he slain it and smote the Philistine in his forehead. And it sucked him in his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth, just like he said. The Holy Spirit comes before a fall. Tonight, so David prevailed, because you know what? The gates of hell cannot prevail over the church. And the gates of hell cannot prevail over the rock that was thrown at David, which Jesus. And then the Bible said David ran and took his Goliath sword and cut off his head. Tonight you need to know that God is cutting off the head of your strongholds. God is bringing down the giants in your life. And right now as I speak, there are Davids, there are elder brothers, there are Sauls, there are Goliaths. And every one of you, you're in this battle, but every one of you, you need to know again the battle's your Lord. I don't care tonight if you're Goliath. I don't care if you're David. I don't care if you're a shepherd. I don't care if you're elder brothers. I don't care if you've been standing around for 40 days and haven't been able to move into the promises of God. There's something tonight about that name. Right all over this globe, right now, all over this globe, people are being saved by the power of God, by the name of Jesus. All over this globe, you're changing your armor and putting on the armor of God. This was held you in captivity for these last days and kept you from the promises of God. There's just something about that name. Right now, the convicting power of the Holy Ghost is moving all across this globe right now, right now, right now. Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green.
Praise God, Brother John. Good word your Brother Eddie brought forth. We've got 15 minutes left. Brother Yearwood, you come in and obey God, brother.
Praise the Lord. It's good, sister, to be able to come back on once again from Madisonville, Tennessee. I've got just a couple of verses here I'd like to read. You know, if we got this, we'll have power to pull down the strongholds. And, you know, if we don't have it, we ain't going to have the power. And you can look into the first chapter of Acts, and let's just look into verse 8 there. It says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and into Samaria, and unto the othermost part of the world earth." And when he had spoke these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. You know, I would like to just think just for a few minutes there on the eighth verse there. You know, I praise God. I may not be in Samaritan, and I may not be in Jerusalem, or I may not be nowhere, but I am a witness. I praise God into the uttermost parts of the world. And you know, tonight, if we've got the baptism of the Holy Ghost with evidence speaking in other tongues as the Spirit give utterance, I praise God, we have the power to pull down the strongholds that's in our life. We got the power, just like little David was over there. He had the power to meet up with the Goliath, and he took his head off. And praise God, because he had God on his side. And we've got God on our side tonight. We don't have to worry about what's going to happen, because if we know that, we know, praise God, that we have power. I want to look into another scripture, into Romans over here, in the eighth chapter there in Romans. I want to look into a verse right there. Praise God, I tell you, this is the blessings of God. And praise God, we can see here in Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are be called according to his purpose. You know, I praise God, if we've got that power tonight, don't matter what kind of a thing may come up before us, it don't matter what kind of a giant may stand up before us, but you know, that old giant, he looked at David And he said, you just a small kid, in other words, paraphrasing a little bit. He said, you're just small, but praise God. David said to him, said, I come not in the power of my own power, but I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, that's all we need to do tonight. If we've got the presence of the Holy Ghost, we've got the power, praise God, to go into the uttermost parts of the world. We've got the power tonight to destroy the works of the devil that might rise up against us. Praise God, greater is he. I know that I say that a lot of times, but it gives me strength to know that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And the same for you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Praise God, the world has got all kinds of strongholds out there. But Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he had the power, and he said that he give us power, praise God, and he give us the power that we can conquer all the things that come against us, just like Jesus did whenever he went into the most parts of the into the center of the earth, and he set the captives free. He come back from there with power. And praise God, he had power over the death, hell, and the grave. And he'd give us that power tonight if we'll receive him and we'll receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise God, it's worth it all that know that we are witnesses. Praise God, I tell you, I thank God tonight because I know beyond every shadow of a doubt that I have the power of the presence of the Holy Ghost in my life. Hallelujah. And praise God. That's what the whole world needs, is the power of the presence of the Holy Ghost. And everybody can have it that wants it. All they've got to do is call upon his name and just receive it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God for another opportunity to sit here tonight and to confess that I am a king, a child of the king. And praise God that I know that he's on my side and that he's given me something that I can conquer everything that come against me through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And praise God. I'll turn it back to you there, Sister Green. It's good to be on here with you tonight. Just pray for us, and God bless you.
Praise God. We're so glad for the callers tonight. Good preaching tonight, and we thank the Lord. I believe we're still on. We ask that you continue to pray for Kim Turner. She's turned in a prayer request. She needs the Lord to move for her family quickly, and also pray for Tina Cove. And we just want to ask that we go to prayer right now and pray for these. We've got 8 minutes left, and let's pray now for them.
Sister Green?
Lord, yes, Brother Yearwood.
We need our foster kids prayed for there, too.
Amen. Let's pray about that. It's all about it, and he can work it out. All things work together. It was good to them that love the Lord. And right when you said that, thought of that situation, Brother Yearwood. So let's pray right for you.
Amen.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for these prayers. And bless the Lord that's given
in. Pray, Father, for
the Lord that Sister Green give in, Lord God, that you just move, Father.
Need
to move just quickly, Father. I pray that you move,
God, on the behalf,
God, in Jesus' name, in a quick way, Lord. God, move the minister to there, Lord. Say, Lord,
we praise you, God, for this service.
Move, God, meet the need that there is, Lord. God, I pray for them,
Lord,
that I wish I could get on this prayer line. Lord, that you just move for them, Heavenly Father. God, we pray, Father, tonight in Jesus' name for Brother Green, Lord, and for Sister Green, Lord, that you bless them, Father, and that you minister to them, Lord, and encourage them, Father, not missing them, Lord. And I pray for Brother and Sister Yearwood tonight, Lord, and these foster children, Lord, that you just move, God, and Lord, just move in this situation for them, Father, we pray, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, just move and meet every need, Father.
please.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Sister Green? Brother Green?
Sounds like they got disconnected again, don't it?
Yeah, it sure does. Go ahead there, brother. Just obey the Lord there.
Here, I thank God for this opportunity to be on this radio tonight. And I just want to encourage each one, as Brother John was talking about, that you just look and that you just call on the name of the Lord, that these strongholds in your life be pulled down. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that when the Spirit of God begins to move and begins to turn things around, He does it. And Jesus, they were going right and said that these things were not done in a corner. What God does, He does openly, that the whole world might see and know that He is the Lord. And oh, I'm so glad tonight that God, He changes our lives around and changes it for the better. And buddy, you know, a lot of times we might think that we have to give up a whole lot to serve God. But you know, I'm glad tonight that it ain't that we have to give up anything. It's just that God changes us. And brother, we don't have to give anything up, but we just turn to the Lord and let God begin to live in us and live through us. And brother, when we begin to do that, brother, we'll do what we want to do. And brother, we'll not be giving up anything, but we'll be living for the Lord. And brother, I thank God tonight for each one that's listening. And I thank God that if you that's under the sound of my voice, that there's these strongholds in your life, that you just call on the name of the Lord and let God begin to move in these situations, and God will begin to move for them, and He'll move for you, and He'll change things for you. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that God is with us, and He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you, but I'll be with you all the way even to the end of the world. And I was talking to my preacher a while ago about it's appointed once in a man to die. Well, I'm going to leave here one of these days, and I'm sure that each one that's listening knows that. And brother, if we'll just get our hearts ready, if we'll just call on the Lord and get saved tonight, brother, I'm talking about the one that's not saved, that brother, that you'll be ready to go. And when He calls, you can look up and say, Lord, here am I, just take me on home to glory. And He'll take you on home. He's going to prepare a place tonight for you. And God is wanting everybody that will. He said, let them come. Take of the water of life freely. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And He said, if any man will hear my voice, I'll come in and sup with him and him with me. It don't matter what nationality you are. It don't matter where you're at in the world. It don't matter what nation you're from. All you've got to do, the Bible said in the book of Acts, that He made of all nations of one blood. There's one blood tonight, and we've all got that human blood in us, but it takes that blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us. And if you that's under the sound of my voice, God's dealing with you, let me encourage you just to call on the name of the Lord, because God wants to save you. Brother, you would go ahead, brother.
Praise God. We're back. We've got another caller that's been waiting patiently. 406, come in and obey God.
Hey, Brother Brother Lawrence, it's Green. How are you doing tonight?
Praise God, Brother Tony. We're doing good. Go ahead and obey God. Take us out, Brother Tony. We've got almost 3 minutes left.
Praise the Lord. You know, I just like to say I love the Lord tonight, and I'm on the road heading to work, and I'm sorry I ain't got no scripture for you tonight, but I'm just going to say what the Lord laid on my heart. And we've been talking about fighting battles, fighting giants, amen. When we talk about that, I'm reminded of 2 Samuel 23, when Eliezer, one of God's brave men in the Israelite army, Eliezer, the Israelite army, they fled from the Philistines because they were so scared. But Eliezer, he decided that he was going to stand his ground and pick up his sword. And he fought, and he won the battle. And the Bible says that he fought until he couldn't fight no more. And when he was so tired, that even when he was tired, that his hand still clung to the sword. He did not let go of his sword, amen. And I want to let somebody know tonight that whatever you're fighting, whatever you're battling tonight, take a hold of the word of God. Take a hold of your sword. Pick up your sword. find your ground and stand in with the Lord tonight. Stand your ground along with the Lord tonight and fight Satan until you can't fight no more. And let me tell you something. And when you find that you can't fight no more, that's when you know you've got the victory. That's when you know you've got the battle. That's when you know you've won the battle. Amen. Just continue to fight Satan. Continue to stay in the Word of God. Continue to obey the Lord. Amen. Fight for your families. Fight for your churches. Fight for your communities. Fight for your spiritual life. And don't let Satan try to destroy you. Don't let Satan try to tear you down. But obey God in every step that you take in your life. Obey God in every decision you make in your life. And obey God by fasting and praying and then doing what the Lord have you to do. And don't let Satan discourage you like the Philistines did the Israelites. Don't let Satan try to intimidate you and make you scared. But you know what? You're bigger than Satan, amen. If you got God on your side and you're walking and living in the Lord Jesus Christ, you got more power and more authority than Satan than you know, amen. Don't let Satan intimidate you and make Satan back you down. But pick up your sword just like Eliezer. Pick up your sword just like Eliezer and stand your ground in the name of Jesus and go to battle, amen. I'd like to thank you, Sister Granny, for this opportunity of being on the stage tonight. I'm sorry I didn't get to call in early, but I've just been on the go a whole lot, amen. But I'd like to remind everybody that Youth Revival, if you'd be praying for the Youth Revival in Varnell Full Gospel, Varnell, Georgia, this week, June 5th through the 9th, amen. We're going to be starting at 7 o'clock through the week and 6 o'clock on the weekend. Just keep us in prayer and pray for the ministers. Pray that the door open for younger souls to come in and even older souls. But I want to thank you for the opportunity, and I just want to ask everybody tonight, continue to pray for us, amen, and continue to hold on to your sword, just like Eliezer. Hold on to the Word of God. Hold on to your promises and fight for what belongs.